Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Ram Power Days. Get your new 2020 Ram Bighorn today.
One of the all-time greatest songs in the history of recorded music, Ken Laird, Interstate Love Song.
Yeah, it would have been Weiland's birthday today, unfortunately passing away a few years ago.
What a talent. What a loss when it comes to rock and roll, Scott Weiland.
What a talent.
We are going to play Pandemic at 8, so you versus Wiggy in our Pandemic-related game. That is Pandemic, and we'll play that at 8. And thanks to Curtis, we can get to Quarantine 311 at 9, and we'll go over the complaints that neighbors have made about their neighbors who are not adhering to the guidelines. And, of course, it's going to be, I'm guessing, an out-of-control Saturday night because it's Halloween, and there are going to be rogue
Correct.
House parties all over the city this
yes.
weekend.
Yep, everywhere.
I mean, can you imagine? People are probably going to be hiding their Halloween costumes until they get to the party so that nobody calls 911
right.
on Saturday.
It's like when teenage girls used to leave the house dressed appropriately so their moms would see them and then have
yes.
to change of clothes in the backpack
yes.
for when they got to the mall.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
By the way, Kennedy Stidham, another no pants look yesterday.
Oh, really? Wait.
She paired an oversized XL jersey with like Doc Martin style boots.
Was
no
it
pants.
A Cam Newton jersey?
No pants.
No.
I feel
no
like
pants.
That's a trend, though. Like, I feel yeah. like you see people out, women,
no pants
who
on.
Are not wearing pants. They're wearing these long sweatshirt things. It must be. It's,
that's
it's
a good look. It's a style. Like,
yes,
you know,
it's
Wiggy,
a style,
I know.
But then they get upset when people try to upskirt them. It's like you're just inviting
you,
it.
Danielle. Really?
You don't invite the upskirt, Danielle. What are you talking about?
You don't have any pants on.
Wow.
Really, Danielle?
But that is a trend, right? The no pants?
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing.
Yeah.
So Kennedy was doing that on the Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Instagram, Emily Ratajkowski is pregnant. And did you see her? Did you see her nude pregnant Instagram story yesterday?
I didn't. Oh, you know what? I think I scrolled by an article about it on Daily Mail about
yeah.
celebrities. So what is she like? 8 months pregnant? She looks like me after pizza.
Yes, that's about it. Yes,
good for her.
Ain't that your girl?
That's nice.
That's the one.
Oh, Emrat, she is the best. She is.
She married?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is married to some model-looking dude or whatever. Probably loaded.
He's a producer,
probably,
I think.
Yeah,
we talked about him before.
All right, we are going to get to this.
Karen, I was dependent on that.
And now,
Karen!
The Karen Report.
Why did you do that?
Karen!
Well, Wiggy is obsessed with Karens.
I love the Karens.
There's a Karen in the news this morning who was very upset because her neighbors had friends over during a pandemic.
Uh-oh.
And so Karen lost it. In fact, did some physical damage to the apartment where they had the friends over.
Very aggressive.
Yeah.
Very aggressive.
And we have some audio on this.
Somebody got a ring.
Right?
Thank you so much.
You cannot do that.
This party is illegal.
It is not.
It's illegal in
I'm having friends over.
That's bullshit.
And you're kicking my
That's
door. You're
bullshit.
Crazy.
That's bullshit.
Crazy.
Oh, nice.
Damn.
I'm going to sue you for the damages there, too.
Wow.
She is like, right, she's doing the move. If you haven't seen the video yet, she's doing the move. She doesn't have her hands on her hips. She's got them like back over the top of her like butt.
Right.
And she's got the elbows back and she's like leaning right into the screen, making this face.
The guy has like three people at his house. You're allowed to have three people at your house.
What's her problem? Like Karens and Kens nowadays. Are they Kens?
No. We had another name, Terry.
Oh, the Karens and Terrys, man. They're crazy out here. Are you going to kick the man's door?
Punch this phone.
Right. I mean, what is wrong with you?
I love the end of that. You're going to get sued for damages, too.
Yep.
I mean, think the pandemic, though, has emboldened people who want to tell everybody else what to do. Don't you think? Don't you feel like people feel like they've been given the justification to tell you how to live your life? And when it comes to a gathering, you know, which is less than 9 people or whatever, it's okay to have friends over your home if you want to.
By the way, evidently this was another gender reveal party.
It was?
Yes.
Yes, of course it was. The gender reveal parties must go on, even though we're at war.
No. Yeah. Speaking as someone who is the obligatory individual that has to go to those parties as part of a couple, they do not. You could very simply text us or put the announcement on Facebook and be like, we're having a insert here.
You're right, Greg. Like, when you think of the pandemic, it's allowed people. It's like, remember when people used to get drunk and all of a sudden they get to this point where they feel like they could fight anybody because they were so... Sure. Like, pandemic
has... superhuman strength.
Like, yeah, pandemic has given people this mental power. Like, they can just physically say whatever they want to people.
Yeah, because the government is backing them up. The government is basically saying... go around and police everybody else.
Marty Walsh.
That's why
Trump has washed his hands of it. He said we can't contain the pandemic. It's up to people now.
This is not political.
Oh, okay.
The state and local governments. It doesn't matter with Democrats or Republicans.
You
not
brought
everything.
Up government. That's political.
Government is everybody, Ken. There's both sides in the government. Not everything is a political argument.
Everybody's got to fend for themselves because Trump has dropped the ball nationally.
Narking their neighbors out.
Yeah, well,
calling 911 on a party next door?
You wait until Thanksgiving gets here. And what is going to happen when it comes to people who are having family gatherings on Thanksgiving? They'll be calling the police on them left and right.
Well, my mom was listening yesterday, and she was wondering if we should be following like the California guidelines for Thanksgiving.
She wasn't.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, she's very concerned about COVID, so she's like, how are we going to handle this?
You're not going to follow any of those. This was my lead yesterday.
Yeah.
They're crazy. You're not allowed to have more than 3 households at Thanksgiving in California. So if you're a grandparent.
Right.
Or you're an adult parent like I am who has a couple of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And or let's say you have 3 kids. You have to leave one of them out of your Thanksgiving celebration because you can't have more than 3 households get together, right? So
that means all 3 kids are fighting which one doesn't have to come.
Really?
You're only allowed to have gatherings may only occur in outdoor spaces that are covered by umbrellas, canopies, awnings, roofs, and other shade structures.
But not a tent, probably, right? Mm-hmm. Like the North End.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's the number of people you can have outdoors? If you can only have a certain amount of people indoors, I bet you could probably only have 10 people outdoors at this Thanksgiving.
It just says 3 family limit. Yeah. I don't know if there's 3, a number of people.
It's amazing.
You have to present some kind of family tree evidence, like one of those DNA websites that proves that you're all related.
Mm-hmm. I thought Massachusetts was bad.
You're supposed to, when it comes to seating, and we discussed this yesterday, you're supposed to be able to provide 6 feet of distance at the outdoor Thanksgiving table.
So what if you live in a condo or an apartment? You can't do it then, right? Unless your common area is reserved out in front of the building because you can't do it outdoors.
Well, everybody can't use the outside area. Right. I mean, I guess...
Then I guess you're SOL.
What if you live in the hood and you don't have a common area?
That's going to be a problem.
You're asking Greg, what if you live in the hood?
any food item, like for instance, stuffing or mashed potatoes... must be in single-serve disposable containers.
Right. Yeah, so California... Hold on. Back the truck up for a second. California, who is leading the charge on preventing or stopping climate change and the environment and recyclables, is now advocating for single-serve disposable containers at Thanksgiving. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is it.
Mm-hmm. But what if I want an extra serving of Black Mac?
No.
I got to bring
You can have mine.
There's actually an addendum wiki on Black Mac. It's at the bottom of this.
I got to go around asking people.
People at gatherings, I'm no surprise here. I'm reading directly from the State of California website. People at gatherings may remove their face coverings briefly to eat or drink as long as they stay 6 feet away from everybody outside of their own household and put their face coverings back on as soon as they are done with the activity.
So. You're going to get a COVID?
Wow. Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, and by the way, there, Section 7 of this,
yes,
swear to God, says rules for singing, chanting, and shouting at outdoor Thanksgiving gatherings.
Can't do it.
Singing, chanting, shouting, and physical exertion significantly increase the risk of COVID-19 transmission.
Oh, you're like singing along to the songs.
Therefore, all people who are singing or chanting should wear a face covering at all time while singing and chanting. Are people doing Thanksgiving chants? How did I miss this?
Yeah, what is that?
Am I supposed to tell Brees and Julia you got to have a Thanksgiving chant ready for Turkey Day?
For a lot of people, eating Thanksgiving dinner is actually physical exertion. So how's that going to work out?
I think ultimately Thanksgiving gets canceled because when's the uprise? The uprise is coming. It's bubbling, right? I'm starting to hear. My wife mentioned this to me. Said this to my daughter yesterday. Hey, you know, because she works at Louis Vuitton. She says, you know,
you might give me a discount.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean,
listen. Apparently, here's a 781 texter who works for a tent company.
Yep.
And people are booking tents like crazy here in the Commonwealth so they can have their Thanksgiving celebrations outside in a tent.
But cold turkey.
Don't you think it gets...
That's cool. Cold turkey.
It gets canceled because now they're talking about pulling back, reining in. So you don't think that Governor Baker is going to come out, especially now that you start to see everybody talking about upticks and possibly... You said it yesterday, right, Greg, going back to phase one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that was the Globe was off on that. It's step three, phase one. So they're shutting down in those 22 communities, roller rinks, bouncy places, whatever those indoor, you know, trampoline play. Those places are all.
Phase three is going to be called vigilant.
Right.
Can we just have Governor Baker lock his doors and then he'll be okay?
We just need, like you said, Curtis. We need November 4th to get here. Then as soon as that get here, Corona's gone.
Mm-hmm. This is Jeff from Concord. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, everybody. How are we?
Hello,
What's happening, Jeff?
Hey, beautiful. Hey, so listen, with all these restaurants and businesses closing, chairs and umbrellas are a dime a dozen right now.
That's true. Yeah, you can get a deal on that for your outdoor Thanksgiving gathering. You're right about that. Or I suppose you could just have your Thanksgiving meal at a restaurant outside. And that would accomplish that. I mean,
yeah, but you're not going to get everything you want, though. That's the problem.
It might be terrible. might be an issue with the snow that is coming Thursday night into Friday morning.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
Sounds like Friday morning is going to be a miserable commute when it comes to the snow before Halloween. Snow before Halloween.
Because it's the first snow.
Yeah.
People already haven't driven for like 6 months on a regular basis because of the pandemic. Yeah. Now it's going to be the first snow. Yeah.
As long as it doesn't stick or there's not a coating, hopefully it'll just be like more of a wet rain.
People will be hydroplaning all over the place. And you know this, man.
And by the way, don't forget that when you're having your outdoor Thanksgiving celebration, do not allow anybody to be using a leaf blower nearby because we learned very early on in the pandemic that the local leaf blowers are a real issue.
Hi, this is Edith, and I'm concerned about using leaf blowers.
That feels like 4 years ago.
I know, right?
I do really enjoy cold mashed potatoes.
You do?
Yes.
I like putting them in a waffle maker.
Good afternoon.
No, I'm being sarcastic.
You never know, though. In this show, weird food stuff, you never know.
Because we're eating outside at Thanksgiving.
Right. No, I got you.
I need a little more of Edith before we get to trending, please, Ken.
And then a leaf blower can disperse the coronavirus for way more than 6 feet, and it's probably not a safe thing to be doing at this time.
Edith is going to be on Biden's cabinet.
May not even be safe, probably not for your workers even.
All right. Well, there you go. I would tell your mom, Danielle, we're doing Thanksgiving the same way we've always
all
done
right,
Thanksgiving.
Great.
Do it a Zoom. And Zoom Thanksgiving.
We tried that at Easter, and it was just, it's
no,
like,
don't do that.
Where did
do
Billy go? Where Damien's on mute. Where I don't, this don't one, do I can't find Justin. Danny's over here. There's Barney. Hi, Barney.
Put a GoPro on your head.
Morning, Barnes. So
have your whole family over and only eat from one plate and see what they do about it.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah. All right, we got to get to Ken, who is back to work, and what is trending.
Keyshawn Johnson joins Dale and Keith this morning at 11. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Patriots and the Bills, 1 o'clock on Sunday. It'll be Ian Eagle on the call on CBS. Tom Brady and the Bucs Monday night against the lowly Giants. They could go to 6-2. Brady was on last night on the Monday night broadcast on Westwood One during the Rams win over the Bears. He was asked about Antonio Brown, of course, Greg, and now what seems to be a dispute of who got AB there. Was it Brady? Mm-hmm. Was you know, Bruce Arians, the coach, is taking credit for it? Jim Gray asked Brady that question.
Bruce has had a history with Antonio. Earlier he said probably wouldn't happen. The receivers got banged up on your team, so now he's willing to forgo what he had said earlier and give this a try. What do you see in coach's attitude and his ability to adapt and let what happened yesterday be then and today be now?
You know, I've really gotten to know BA since I got here. He's just got a tremendous amount of football knowledge. His evaluations of positions, of offensive football plays we should be running is just incredible. And he's been coaching for a long time. Anytime he gives me coaching points on plays or with players, I listen. I have a ton of respect for what he sees. He's got a great knack for game planning. It's really been amazing to work with. You know, it makes me want to work that much harder to go out there and perform for them because I know they have a lot of trust in me. I have a lot of trust in them, and that makes for a great relationship.
Shot over the bow of the USS Belichick right here.
Totally.
Offensive coach. He loves playing for an offensive-minded coach, Ken.
This is the most passive-aggressive battle I have ever seen.
I know. It's great.
Shot at McDaniels, too, with the reports where they weren't speaking at the end of last year.
Right.
This could be
right.
The best petty wars ever.
Patriots will be without Brandon Copeland for the rest of the year. Torn pec. He was starting to play a little more at linebacker, so maybe Josh Uche, the rookie, could have to slide in if he comes off IR. Injuries as well to Tooney, N'Keal Harry, Lawrence Guy, Justin Heron. We'll possibly find out today. Belichick talks to the press 8:45. Browns lost OBJ for the year. Torn knee ligament.
Sorry, Wiggy.
That's all right. Wiggs. We still got Michael Thomas and Julio Jones out there.
Well, didn't the Falcons say they weren't trading anybody?
That's what they say until you throw a couple first-rounders at them.
To
add to this team.
I would give up a first-round pick for Julio Jones. You got him for another 3 years.
Maybe you would. Bill doesn't, but
Well, that's Bill's ego getting in the way. Why would you not give up a first-round pick? You're probably going to be picking, let's see, you know, what's your pick now? Middle of the pack or, you know, maybe unless you get in the top five, then I wouldn't give that.
I wouldn't want Belichick drafting. I would much rather him trade for Julio Jones. Look at his first-round picks the last 3 years. They've been awful.
Yeah. And we know what Julio can do.
Well, I mean, Ken's lead this morning was that things are not so bad around here. I can't believe that was your lead, but you watched that game finally because you were traveling, and you're suggesting that it was not that bad. It was not a dumpster fire.
Well, the defense was bad, and the game got out of hand. But if you just look at Cam's series, obviously they missed a couple passes, a couple of duds. But that's one or two plays. Bird was open. Myers was a factor in the game.
Yeah.
The running game, I like Harris.
Running game, I think, is fine. In fact, I think I heard Rich describing it yesterday during Dale and Keefe as fine. But that's really the only element currently of the game that is fine.
Good enough to beat the Bills and certainly the Jets. This team will be 4-4. If they're 4-4 in 2 weeks, what will you be saying?
Well, then if that's your mindset, Ken, then they should be all in on Julio Jones.
Yes, they should. They should be in. Yeah. Not for two picks, but... Yeah.
And if they're 4-4 in 2 weeks, likely Cam's fog will have lifted. And the poll question, this is insane. 1,000 votes, it's exactly 50-50. Is Cam Newton in a COVID fog?
Yeah. So Wiggy suggested this morning, based on medical science, that Cam Newton is suffering from a COVID fog. And there is data to back this up that COVID patients lose 8.5 points when it comes to their IQ, and their mind ages a decade, a full decade. So That is a new low from Wiggins in order to defend
Cam
Newton.
How is
Cam
it a low when it's a scientific study?
Well, he told you yesterday on this show that he wasn't experiencing any COVID.
And he also told us that, you know what, they don't need to add pieces at the wide receiver group. They're in their locker room. We really going to believe that one?
He's in a fog. You can't trust anything he says.
Let's be honest. And I love Cam to death, but he's being politically correct.
Right.
So half of those who responded to the poll feel like Cam Newton was suffering from COVID fog on Sunday.
500 people this morning think that Cam Newton is in a COVID fog.
Not bad, Wiggy.
COVID fog. You've done it again. Not being able to practice. You throw those two things together.
Yeah, they're related.
Okay. Okay.
And the Dodgers, one win away from their first world title since 1988. 8:08 first pitch tonight for Game 6. Blake Snell for Tampa, Anthony Gonsolin for the Dodgers. That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's a local legend in the minds of many.
Cam, real quick, I want to know if you are familiar with the career of Jermaine Wiggins, who you speak to on this show.
I do believe that he was a living legend, local legend at that as well.
Back to the Greg Hill Show with a living legend, Jermaine Wiggins.
And what a catch by Wiggins.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Boomer Esiason was saying earlier, maybe it's some kind of like COVID fog or something like that. You're not feeling the effects of that, right?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of what it could be. It's simple. I have to play better. Let's just point and say that. And I'm a big boy. I understand what this professionalism is. It's full of opinionated views. And some of them may be true. Some of them may be false. But yet at the end of the day, I'm looking at person in the mirror saying, okay, all right, let's figure this out. I've been here before. Playing smart football happens with comfort and control. And until that happens, you know, you risk having those type of performances like yesterday.
On a log, I'm going crazy. What can I do? Help me find my way, 'cause I'm lost in a fog without you.
Wiggy now suggesting, and this is a new low for him, that Cam Newton is suffering from a COVID fog. And there is science to back this up. A couple studies indicate that those who get COVID-19 can suffer from this COVID fog for an extended period of time. When it comes to their IQ, they may theoretically lose an average of 8.5 points on their IQ, and their mind may age as much as a decade. So, maybe Wiggy is on. Maybe he's on to something here.
Can you stop? Because this is so unbelievably transparent.
Science, Danielle.
No, science. Wiggy, you have been putting your hand up in the face of anything anyone mentions about science because you want high school football, professional football back. You want to be able to go to restaurants. But now all of a sudden, 8 months later, the study comes out and says brain fog. And you're like, yo, Cam Newton, I'm on board.
Hey, well, suddenly a science guy.
Well, okay.
It's about digging through the weeds, man.
Digging through the weeds.
Wiggy just got his newest tat. It just says COVID fog.
I'm learning, man. I'm learning everything.
No, you're not. Yeah, because you're gonna once another thing shuts down, you're gonna flip right back to the whole, oh, COVID's fraudulent, they're pandering, it's a scam.
I told you.
You and Dale.
I read this thing from Dr. Andrew
Levine.
I'm
Wiggy, I read a study. I gotta defend Cam Newton.
UCLA medical scientist. Neuropsychologist tested this PTSD because of COVID fog. Decision making is in effect, and some of the decisions that can't make. I'm like, wait a second.
So the COVID fog affects your decision making.
Yes,
and you're suggesting that that's what happened with Cam on Sunday.
Yeah, because we've seen him the first 3 weeks of the season, even through the Raiders game. We're like, you know. Some of the decisions that he was making, and even when we talked to him about it, were like, these are things that Cam don't do. I'm like, bruh, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And now we know he's probably suffering from the COVID fog. Good thing is,
he's probably suffering from the
COVID fog.
Good thing is that the effects don't last that long as far as the COVID fog.
What does the study say, Jermaine?
As far as?
Length of effects.
It varies in individuals.
Two weeks. 2 weeks in the NFL.
November
if you play 3rd. In the NFL, it's 2 weeks.
It goes away November 4th.
Hello, Paul.
What does the study say? Nothing. You got to look at it. Anyway, Greg, hey, listen, did you hear that Belichick interview on OMF yesterday?
I did. Yes, I did.
Man, it was rough. You know, they cut some of it out because he finally snapped when they pressed him on one of their questions. Would you like to hear the part they cut out?
Yeah, of course, Paul. Yes, of course.
Okay, here it is. Check it out.
I can't hear it.
Can't hear it?
No, Paul, you got to do your bit over again. If you're doing a bit, I got to be able to hear what the audio is.
Okay, can you hang on?
Yeah, hang on. We're right in the middle, smack dab in the middle of the show. It's 7:32.
Well, now I'm interested in this bit.
All right, one second. Wait, give me a second. Anyway, it was the court.
You can't explain it. You got to call back when you have
Oh, my nuts.
You can't. No.
Oh, my nuts.
You can't.
Oh, man. That was classic.
You cannot do that. This is Steve. Hello, Steve. Hello, Steve.
Gentlemen, how are we doing this morning? Good morning, Danielle.
Steven.
What's up?
Look, Greg, I love you. I really do.
Yeah.
And, but you got to stop the drama, okay? My daughter worked for a news affiliate in Boston. I won't say the name of the station.
Yes.
She used to write the news, and she never got critiqued. Yeah. She quit because they wanted her to dramatize the news. The way you dramatize the weather. We're not getting snow, per se, on Friday. It's in the higher elevation. Stop getting these idiots on the road, because I drive for a living, all jacked up over snow, goddammit. Because it isn't going to happen.
Okay.
Listen to the weather.
I saw
it. Please, I love you like a brother, but man,
Steve,
you're going to get these morons all jacked up.
Steve, I love you too. I saw the weather prediction, and you look in that 495, 128 area, it said it could accumulate.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's and let me ask you this. Do they cancel school, Zoom school on Friday if it snows?
No, they've already gone over this. That's one of the big saving graces of the whole remote learning thing is that kids get screwed out of snow days now.
No more snow days.
Because they've shown that they can do remote learning from home just fine. Sorry, kids.
This is Steve from Connecticut. Hello, Steve.
Hey, kid.
Hey, kid.
Hi, kid.
Hello, dog.
Yeah.
I can't come into work today. I got COVID fog.
It does sound like an LV excuse.
Just got the hardwoods refinished.
Yeah. Google it.
He's overcome by COVID.
I bet you LB believes in the COVID fog.
I'm sure he does.
It's called being hammered.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does.
I spoke with Lyndon the other day, by the way. He's doing well. He says hi to everybody.
Yeah. He wants to come in, and he had another hip replacement thing.
It's like his fourth one.
He told me he wants to come in on a day that Wiggy can't work. He wants to come in and fill in for Wiggy. So
he's my man.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a hangover and a COVID fog, right? A hangover will affect you.
So Bobby's never had a hangover. He's never had a hangover because he's never stopped drinking.
I mean, I don't think there are
isn't that a scientific thing, a hangover?
But you don't lose I don't think you lose IQ points right. when you have a hangover.
Yeah, but it's not about like Cam's not taking an IQ test out there. It's about decision making.
No, I understand.
It all factors in.
In all sincerity, Wiggy, are you actually being serious this morning?
Yes.
Yes.
100%. I told you, I deep dive in the weeds.
Deep dive
in the weeds of COVID.
Greg was deep fried.
Well, listen, Ken agrees with him.
I agree. And you agreed last week. You said it was a COVID excuse that they lost to the Broncos.
Yes.
For practice reasons.
But I thought it was about practice, not about...
That's part of it.
Not about COVID brain fog.
Practice
is a big part
reps,
of it.
Mental reps, yeah.
And you, when you got COVID and you got COVID fog,
he's short-arming people. They're bouncing 5 yards ahead of wide-open receivers.
You know,
he's the worst quarterback in the NFL right now.
I wasn't one of those people. Well, it's practice. Then I started really thinking about what it means physically to get those physical reps. And Bill's right.
If you don't get the
physical reps on the practice field, it's extremely difficult, especially for a lot of new players that are being thrown into a new system.
Yeah,
for those guys to really get it. Tennessee was able to do it because all those guys have been there for at least a year. But with Cam and the Patriots, you got the COVID fog, you got not being able to practice. Those things affect. And then, you know, you got to battle through this. So I expect...
He had a full week of practice, and he's never looked worse.
Yeah, but
Is
it really a full week?
You said it was going to be this great game plan. They were going to dominate. They were going to win.
Well, that way, he didn't know about COVID brain fog.
I didn't realize
Curtis, this is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, Wiggy, let me get this straight. Your big lead this morning is something you heard from Boomer Esiason yesterday.
What was that?
Genius. You're a genius, buddy.
That wasn't my lead, Joe. My lead was we should never see Stidham again. That was my lead.
Right.
And I heard from Boomer he should be playing.
Yeah. No, what Wiggy is suggesting was that Boomer mentioned it. He said maybe it was the after. He didn't say, did Boomer say COVID fog? I don't think so. I think he just said the after effects.
Yeah, I don't think he specifically said fog.
Right. I did the digging to find the COVID fog.
Right.
Because you want to give any excuse you possibly can to your
Danielle, brain. It's just, you know, it's
keep
it's,
it 105, it's, Wiggy.
this is Bob. Hello, Bob.
How you doing?
What's up, Bob?
I love Wiggy's new theory of the COVID fog. Because now we have first-class wide receivers, because it was their fault yesterday. So this team is loaded with weapons. We're going to be all set. No problem.
Yep.
No beans, man.
Well, the receivers have no excuse. They didn't have the COVID. Cam
I don't know
did.
If it's COVID-19 related. It may be. I don't know. I don't know if it sapped his energy. I can't really tell, but this is not the player that we saw the first couple of weeks.
Well, see, you're on to something. Yeah. You're on to something. What changed? The only thing that changed... was COVID.
The science. Science is what...
Yeah. But I'm saying, like Boomer is saying, this is not Sunday. That was not the Cam Newton that you saw so far this season.
No.
So the only thing that changed was COVID.
That's it.
It is amazing. Yeah. We had a guy in here for 6 months doubting everything scientific. Now Bill Nye has replaced Wiggy.
I know.
Could the two be more opposite from a visual standpoint?
Some might call it fraudulent, and they are calling it fraudulent on the text.
UCLA, from my understanding.
Say UCLA one more time in an attempt to get credit.
From my understanding.
Wiggy, what does UCLA stand for?
Is a very University of California, Los Angeles. Come on, bro. From my understanding, is a very prestigious school when it comes to science and medical and all that kind of good stuff. The experts are the true idiots.
All right. We are coming up at 8. We're going to play Pandemic, you versus Wiggy, in our pandemic-related game. And you could win an ink-filled WEEI pen if you can determine which of today's pandemic-related headlines are real and which are not. So we're going to do that at 8. Coming up next during the news, as I mentioned earlier, the lifeguard is outraged over the mom code controversy in Utah. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Let's get back.
More of the Greg Hill Show, WEEI. It's time for...
A woman is facing a robbery charge.
The news.
We have a couple of great stories ready to go.
With your host...
Sorry, Danielle, to be so crude.
Dale, put your pants back on.
Danielle Murr.
Lovely butts.
Lovely butts.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
About its efficacy.
I heard that, Michelle. Oh...
There are two Northeast Men's Health locations, one in Dedham next to Legacy Place and the other in Salem, New Hampshire. You can learn more when you go online at northeastmenshealth.com.
Well, it was the most divided vote for justice in recent U.S. history. The Senate confirmed Judge Amy Coney Barrett last night to the Supreme Court. She was confirmed with a final vote of 52 to 48. Not one single Democratic senator voted in favor of her. Mm-hmm. It's the first time since the mid-1800s that a candidate failed to receive a single vote from the other party. Huh. Pretty big.
Interesting.
This is Judge Barrett after being sworn in.
It's a privilege to be asked to serve my country in this office, and I stand here tonight truly honored and humbled. Thanks also to the Senate for giving its consent to my appointment. I am grateful for the confidence you have expressed in me, and I pledge to you and to the American people that I will discharge my duties to the very best of my ability.
And they're having a Supreme Spreader event to celebrate at the White House today?
At the White House,
all right,
yes.
Excellent.
Yep.
Ken?
Should be much excite.
Probably alarmed by that. Some people gathering out of doors and
the bigger alarm. This is step one. The Republicans trying to steal the election. This is step one. Okay. It's being enacted right now.
Will Chanel Rion be in attendance today?
We don't know.
Should be interesting to find out.
The bigger question is, will Borat's sister be in attendance? Uh-oh. That's what I want to
know. Or his daughter.
Yes.
By the way, Borat, two thumbs down. Not that good.
No? It was just so weird. I watched it. Have you watched it, Craig?
Yeah, I watched it.
It's typical for what you expect for that franchise, I guess.
The hard thing is sequels. When a movie like that comes out, you can't. You know, it's so surprising, and then you can't do it again.
But it's not a real movie like that. It's not a real movie to make a sequel off of.
What are you talking about?
Because it's like
you say like the strangest things.
No,
I think he's saying that maybe the story doesn't justify a second film.
Yeah, it's not like The Godfather or something.
Oh, like Sister Act 2?
It's not about a story. It's about the talent of Sacha Baron Cohen.
Greg, I've seen, but it's not. It's like one of those. I don't know what those are called. They're like weird movie documentaries, but they're fake, like pranks. Tiffany Haddish got a show coming out.
It's a mockumentary.
Shut it off.
Shut it off.
Shut the mic off.
Really?
Okay, no. Go ahead.
I was going to mention that since we're talking about Borat, I don't know if you saw that Kazakhstan is actually embracing it this time. Oh. They're using some of his language as part of their tourism ad.
Oh, they are?
Because before, they were like, during the first movie, they were kind of pissed off about it because it made him look foolish.
Yeah.
But now they're actually saying, all right, we might as well, if you can't beat him, join him type thing.
Are a lot of people visiting Kazakhstan during the pandemic?
Well, I guess the goal is to get them to.
Okay. All right. You know? Do we have any of that?
We have a little clip from the promo.
Okay.
That's actually very nice.
Very nice. That's very nice.
Sorry, it doesn't have the same ring if it's not Borat saying it.
Wow, wow, is very nice.
Yeah, probably get an Airbnb and... Kazakhstan for
my
10
daughter.
Bucks right now during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. That's for three nights.
Everybody is everybody is visiting Australia because they have virtually no COVID there.
Shouldn't they be stopping people from doing tourism there because of the fact they have virtually no, it's an island.
Yeah.
No guns, no COVID. Is that their tourism slogan?
Yeah.
We get rid of the guns and the COVID. Come to Australia.
Wiggy, the term that you were looking for was mockumentary.
Yeah, I know Danielle said that.
Yeah,
and that. But that's what it is. You can't make a sequel off a mockumentary.
Of course you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, that's true. You can.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
There's not as much of a shock factor, right, though, because you know what's coming.
So
the first time people
didn't
really Bruno, know.
So what about Bruno? Are you going to be cool
I
with that
I think Greg
sequel?
Is going to combust in 2 seconds.
Yes, yeah. So let's...
I brought it up.
Go ahead.
Speaking of combusting, a lot, Curtis mentioned this earlier this morning, but I think we should revisit it, is that a lot of people freaking out because the emergency alerts were sent out again about the COVID.
Yeah.
The command center sent them out to 22 high-risk communities last night at 5 p.m., and 10 p.m.
Yeah,
seems a little late.
People are kind of getting pissed about this. I'm curious what you think, if you got one, that, and Curtis, you mentioned this earlier, you're getting an alert from the government at 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you, like, A, half asleep, and B, waking up and thinking that, you know, we're under attack or something from the Chinese?
Here's my question. How are they determining that you're in that community? Is it based on the mailing address on your cell phone? Is it based on where your cell phone is at the time the alert is sent? You know, I'm curious how they make that determination. Well, probably.
Yeah, they know where we are.
I don't know where they're getting that, but to me, ever since 9/11, whenever I see breaking news on TV or anywhere, there's that 1% of you that thinks, holy crap,
right,
disaster has struck again. And that's how I feel with these. I think you are crying wolf too much from government. You need to reserve that for the marathon bombings.
Okay,
for serious...
so that's what I was going to say. You think that should not be a COVID alert that you live in a high-risk area?
No.
Okay.
Because I live in Swampscott, and the health department there sends out reverse kind of 911 calls to your landline if you still have one, like me. Or they'll send out emails or text messages if you signed up. I feel like there are multiple ways to learn about this. Yeah. I'm on board with what Curtis is saying.
Don't we all live in high-risk areas basically now?
Well, essentially, because now the numbers are ticking back up. You know what
back up, it's like 8 cases per 100 million.
That's not what it is, Greg. It's the third day that we're over 1,000.
That's it. That's, yes. Okay.
So anyway, what they should save those alerts for is something like a UFO sighting, perhaps, if they're able to legitimize that. In Hawaii, a lot of people were freaking out on several of the islands that make up Hawaii because they had seen what they thought was UFO in the sky. Multiple 911 calls were made. Authorities were alerted. People were taking video and photos. The experts think that what this is a rocket that was launched back in 2008 that's re-entering Earth's orbit.
Oh, that's kind of scary.
Well, it burns up, I guess, so that's part of the issue. This is actually John O'Meara. He's the chief scientist at the W.M. Keck Observatory.
So in all likelihood, what they saw last night was the re-entry of a rocket booster that was from a rocket that was launched in 2008. It was a Chinese rocket that was boosting up a communications satellite for Venezuela.
Is that asteroid still hitting us on Monday, the day before the election?
I hope
so. Is that still scheduled to hit us?
Okay. Please. Yeah, it hits us on that day.
Yeah. Right, okay. Good. Now
I will work through an asteroid just like I worked through COVID, Ken. I just want you to know
impressive.
That.
It's impressive.
I will work through a collision with an asteroid.
True champion right there, but he wants butter cake at the end of it. Let's talk about the mom code in Utah, because when you thought the scariest thing about the COVID situation was the COVID parties to try to have your kid get COVID so that they could, you know, get the immunity or whatever. The mom code thing that's happening in Utah is that there are groups of parents who are reportedly, according to news stations there, refusing to allow their kids to be tested for COVID because if you don't have any positive tests, you can't shut down the schools and you can't shut down sports.
So this is the way they want to keep school sports and in-school learning happening by they've all agreed secretly to not test their kids.
That's a little irresponsible,
the lifeguard is outraged by this.
I mean, how selfish can you get? I mean, the answer is more testing, not skip the tests to keep my
trying to play
snot-nosed
football, man.
Kid at school.
We are trying to play football on Friday nights. If your kid's sick, keep him at home.
Well, it's called corona fatigue. A giant portion of the country is now suffering from this is not corona fog like Cam Newton. It's corona fatigue, and people are kind of done with it. They're kind of done with it. So Are they trying to determine who is participating in Mom Code?
Well, there are several Facebook groups, as there are with everything else, you know, local parenting groups. And this is one of the posts that showed up on one of those Facebook groups in Utah that said, if your child shows COVID symptoms, keep them home, but do not get them tested. If everyone would follow that plan, the schools could stay open. Another post read, I personally think getting tested is selfish. Because of the fact that they contact trace, so every one person leads to 30 people that have to quarantine, or worse, everything gets shut down and it's mass hysteria.
Yeah, that's not very responsible.
No, it's not. Yeah. Nor is blasting the theme to Gilligan's Island on loop to piss off your neighbor.
Well, that would certainly anger. That would anger many who are your neighbor. What is going on here?
Do you know? Are you familiar with Bill Gross? He's the Bond King. He lives in California. He's a billionaire. Guy's worth a ton of money. And I guess he and his next door neighbor are feuding over this $1 million sculpture.
Property line dispute. Of course. That's what
Correct.
They always are.
So they've been going back and forth, spent a ton of money on legal fees. So Bill decides he's going to play the Gilligan's Island theme song on loop at all hours of the night to annoy his neighbor.
Oh, I love it. I love neighbor on neighbor rage.
I know.
It's the
it's
best.
It's unbelievable.
You would think he would play the Jeffersons one being the greatest theme song.
Well,
from
no, he's trying to play an annoying one. So yeah. he's determining.
Well, after a while, Jeffersons get annoying.
Jeffersons, that's not the greatest television theme song anywhere near it. I mean,
yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's the most
Welcome Back, Cotter.
The greatest is Welcome Back by John Sebastian. That's the best.
Now, we have some sound that was released by the neighbor to show how loud the sound is. The song is being played adjacent to his property.
That's
he's next door
he's
getting
winning
that
the petty
level of
war
volume.
That one.
That's more annoying than the baby shark thing.
Wait, long ago on Dennis and Callahan, I was quizzed while hammered on theme songs for TV shows.
How'd you do?
I didn't get a single one right.
Not surprising. That's something that TV is missing these days, and I think it's largely due to the fact that we have zero attention span. But great theme songs and opening credits, you had that 56 to 60 seconds of just awesomeness. Mm-hmm. And shows these days just don't have that.
Yeah.
You know, and on Netflix, you can skip it. It sucks. But anyway, some bad news for you, Greg, with your birthday coming up next week. Scientists have found that age 54, the age you are turning, is when you lose your get up and go and any motivation you have to get off the couch.
What does it mean? What do they mean by get up and go?
Anything,
when you kind of give up?
When you give up, like, for instance, anything you're passionate about, any kind of positive mindset you have, any desire you have to accomplish goals, or really just do anything other than sit on your ass.
Right.
An expert from Norway polled 917 people aged 14 to 77, and they found that passion and grit are strongly correlated earlier in life. Youngsters will go the distance to achieve their dreams. However, that tendency fades as we get older.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that part of the reason why is that when we get older, you tend to get better at something. You become more
complacent.
Skilled. So therefore, you become more complacent because you already know X amount. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to learn more?
All right. So 54, that's it. That's the end.
Dunsky.
It's all downhill from there.
Fini. Yep, that's
all right.
It.
Is that it?
That is it.
All right, Danielle,
literally
thank
and figuratively.
That is the news. We are going to get to Pandemic coming up next. So call 617-779-7937 if you would like to go up against Wiggy and Pandemic. But I got to get, in order to do that, I got to clear some phone lines here quick. Hey, Steve.
Hey, obscure reference, Tony Soprano playing the loud tunes on the yacht.
Yes. Excellent. Excellent obscure reference. Thank you, Steve. Yes. This is James. James, what's up?
Hey, yeah. How you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good myself.
Excellent.
I just want to say that I feel like people are just quick to consider Cam Newton trash. Just give this guy time. He hasn't really had time to like really build the chemistry. I mean, if you don't have chemistry with your wide receivers, I mean, what do you guys expect? Especially like the wide receivers are not really good.
Yeah. No, I think it's the COVID fog.
I'm with
Wiggy. COVID fog. I don't know how long it takes to recover from that. We don't have any data on how long it's going to take.
Well, hopefully he'll recover by this week.
We've got to stick with him for that. All right. Call 617-779-7937. We will play Pandemic coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.